Taking you back to our breaking news story out of Pakistan, and there's been an explosion at a mosque in the city of Peshawar. That's in the northwest of the country. Police say that heavy casualties are feared. Once again, we bring in Kamal Haider. He's following developments out of Islamabad. Kamal, what are you hearing about the latest death and casualty toll?
Well, the death toll is going up. It is likely to go up given the fact that, according to hospital sources, over a dozen of them are critically wounded. And we are also getting details that this was a suicide bombing, that the suicide bomber himself was sitting in the front row in that congregational prayer inside a mosque in the police lines. This is an area where the police have their residential areas as well, and it's in within a compound. So indeed, an alarming situation given the fact that this suicide bomber was sitting amongst the worshippers. How he was able to get inside undetected, of course, would also raise other questions. But important to note that this is indeed a serious incident. Over 50 people are wounded in this explosion. And as I mentioned, some of them are in critical condition. According to the latest we have, at least three people are confirmed dead. There are some figures of five, but as I mentioned, the death toll is likely to rise.
So why would this happen in Peshawar now, and why this particular mosque, Kamal?
Well, what has happened is that the Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, who have declared war against Pakistan, they've been attacking the police, the security forces, and almost on a daily basis, there is an attempt on a police post or a police station, the police being the soft target primarily because they're poorly armed, they're not as well equipped as the TTP fighters. These people have been complaining they don't have proper life vests. But this particular attack inside the mosque is also nothing new. The TTP has been using suicide bombers. ISIL, Daesh, has also been using suicide bombers to target mosques and places of worship in the past as well. So there's nothing new about that. But the fact that they have been able to penetrate into a what should have been a secure compound will, of course, raise questions as to the security or the capability of the police forces. They have paid a heavy price. Many officials have been killed in the past month alone. We were at a police station doing a report on the rise or the spike in violent attacks, and that same police station came under attack 2 days later with several people being killed there. So that's the situation at the moment.
Thank you so much, Kamal Haider, reporting from Islamabad.